From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
The news versus the headlines. Relations between Indonesia and Turkey are getting much stronger. UK has provided £5.6 million sterling for Mentari program. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Indonesia bilateral relations with Turkey, which have fully existed for 57 years, are getting much stronger. This was pointed out by Turkey's ambassador to Indonesia, Talib Kucukcan, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia RRI on Wednesday. According to Ambassador Kucukcan, Turkey and Indonesia are brothers, and Turkey was one of the first countries to recognize Indonesia's sovereignty.
We had also diplomatic relations, but in a different format, of course. We are not talking about the nation-state format. Mm-hmm. And of course, as soon as Indonesia declared its independence and it was accepted by the UN, Turkey was one of the first countries to recognize Indonesia as an independent nation state, because we are a brotherly country. And since 1957, we are having full diplomatic relations. Our embassy was opened here in 1957.
Furthermore, Ambassador Talib Kucukcan hopes that the relation between Indonesia and Turkey will become stronger. He also remarked that both countries fully support each other, particularly in the education, culture, industry, tourism, and health sector, because Turkey has a strong and quality health sector. The United Kingdom, UK, has provided £5.6 million sterling for an environmental and climate program, namely Mentari, in collaboration with Indonesia. This was pointed out by British Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste Dominic Herme at the media gathering the British Embassy in Jakarta on Wednesday. Insert.
And Indonesia's shift towards renewable and sustainable energy, there is our amazing partnership already on the Mentari program. And the UK was proud to announce an extra £5.6 million of funding for that program just earlier this year. And that is about supporting sustainable growth, sustainable economic growth in this country, and that transition towards a different way of approaching our world in the future. And I know that Indonesia and the UK can have a great partnership together on biodiversity, on climate change, on renewable energy, on green and future cities. And it's going to be a critical area that I'm looking forward to working in partnership with my Indonesian friends and colleagues over the years to come.
Moreover, Ambassador Dominic further said the partnerships of the UK and Indonesia continuously grows much stronger, which focuses on business, climate change, biodiversity and prosperity and security in the Indo-Pacific. The value of trade cooperation between UK and Indonesia was worth £3.5 billion sterling in 2022. Ambassador Dominic wants to increase this amount as the purpose of the UK to continue to encourage two-way investment. Chairperson of the General Elections Commission's KPU, Hashim Ashari, stated that the result of the health checks undergone by three pairs of presidential and vice presidential candidates will be announced to the public on Friday. As reported by Antara, three pairs have been registered to run for the 2024 presidential election, namely Anies Baswedan Mohaimin Iskandar, Ganjar Pranowo Mahfud MD, and Prabowo Subianto Gibran Rakabuming Raka. According to Hashim Ashari at Gatot Subroto Hospital, Jakarta, on Thursday, according to the plan, on October 27 at around 2 p.m., the health checker team at the Gatot Subroto Army Hospital will convey the result of a series of medical tests undergone by the three candidates to the KPU at our office. Indonesian Minister of Investment Bahlil Lahadalia confirmed that the government will keep on granting tax holidays to attract foreign investors so long the global minimum tax or GMT policy is not yet rendered. According to Bahlil, at the BNI Investor Daily Summit 2023 in Senayan, Jakarta on Wednesday, tax holiday is highly important. The government will still provide tax allowance. He opined that the global minimum tax rules serve as a plaything for developed countries. This is because it is a strategy to attract investors to developed countries. Let's move it on to the international news, where the UN Security Council on Wednesday failed again to take action on the Israel's Hamas war, with Russia and China vetoing a U.S.-led draft resolutions and attacks led by Moscow drawing insufficient support. As reported by ArabNews.com, the rival powers went ahead and put forward text doom to defeat despite what diplomats said was a last-ditch effort led by French to delay a vote and work towards consensus. The United States, Israel's historic baker, which exercised its own veto last week, put forward a resolution that would support humanitarian pauses to let aid into the blockaded Gaza Strip and back the right of all states to self-defense within the convene of international law. Defense Minister of Russia Sergei Shoigu conveyed that Russia has rehearsed its ability to deliver a massive nuclear strike. The military exercise involved delivering a response to an enemy nuclear strike. As quoted by BBC.com, state TV showed him recounting the rehearsal to President Vladimir Putin. It comes as Russia's parliament backed the withdrawal of Moscow's ratification of a global treaty that bans all physical testing of nuclear warheads. Russia's and the United States conduct regular nuclear readiness simulation. Moscow has traditionally held its own towards the end of October. Vietnam and the U.S. should further promote the comprehensive strategic partnership in a more effective and substantive manner, focusing cooperation in economics, trade, investment, science, technology, innovation, digital transformation, semiconductor chip productions, and high-quality human resources training. This was stated by Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh. As reported by VOVworld.vn, the Prime Minister made the statement at the reception in Hanoi on Wednesday for Chief Economist at the U.S. Department of State, Emily Blanchard, who is on a working visit to Vietnam. The two sides reviewed outstanding achievement in the bilateral ties, agreeing that the Vietnam-U.S. relationship was witnessed comprehensive, stable and substantive development, bringing practical benefits to both countries and contributing to peace, stability, cooperation and development in the region and the world. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. The Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy successfully held the Wonderful Indonesia Festival 2023 Melbourne at West Beach Pavilion, St. Kilda Beach, Melbourne, Australia, on October 22, 2023. The ministry was collaborating with diaspora industry players in Australia to introduce the rich culture of this country to audiences in Australia, especially in the city of Melbourne. Deputy for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nimada Ayu Martini, in her speech said that holding the festival in Melbourne aims to make Indonesia a top-of-mind holiday destination for the Australian market. Because Australia is one of the main target markets for foreign tourists, with Melbourne as the city with the largest population, namely more than 5 million residents. Visitors to the 2023 at Wonderful Indonesia Festival have the opportunity to win a holiday trip to Bali by purchasing creative economy products sold at the festival and then uploading photos at the Wonderful Indonesia booth by tagging the @WonderfulIndonesia account on Instagram. Apart from introducing various superior creative economy products, the Act Wonderful Indonesia Festival 2023 Melbourne also presented cultural performances including pencaksilat, the Gandrung Seblang Lukinto dance from Banyuwangi, as well as various ethnic dances typical of South Sulawesi. On that occasion, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also socialized various current policies to visitors and the media audience present, including those related to fees for foreign tourists. This outreach is carried out so that prospective tourists, including tourism industry players in Australia, can fully understand the aims and objective of implementing tax levies, which include the protections of culture and the natural environment. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also introduced 5 super priority tourism destinations besides Bali, namely Lake Toba, Borobudur, Labuan Bajo, Mandalika, and Likupang. This festival also provides information about Australian tourists' favorite destination, namely Lombok and Sumba. So it is hoped that this destination can inspire audiences or visitors to continue visiting other destinations in Indonesia after Bali. It is also hoped that it will have an impact on the length of stay or period of visit of tourists in Indonesia. This festival also held limited meetings with the media, travel agents, tour operators, airlines, and other tourism and creative economy stakeholders. It is recorded that until 2023, Australia is the highest contributor of tourists to Indonesia, with almost 1 million visitors or 12.2% of the total foreign tourists to Indonesia. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Pancasila, 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 Pancasila.
listener, here is Today in History. We start from an event on October 26, 1977. The last case of smallpox was discovered in Somalia. The last case of smallpox or variola was discovered on October 26, 1977 in the Merka district, Somalia. The World Health Organization considers October 26 as the anniversary of the eradication of smallpox and successful vaccination. Although it is an infectious disease, smallpox is considered as a less worrying disease. Smallpox is now a disease that can be treated and prevented. However, in the past, smallpox is now a disease that can be treated and prevented. Let's move to October 26, 1994. Jordan and Israel signed a peace agreement. Jordan and Israel signed a peace agreement which put an end to 46-year war on October 26, 1994. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin and King Hussein of Jordan officially made peace in a ceremony in the Wadi Araba desert region on the Israel-Jordan border. U.S. President Bill Clinton witnessed the agreement, which was also witnessed by 5,000 guests and broadcast throughout the world on TV. This agreement normalized relations between Israel and Jordan and resolved the territorial dispute between the two. The conflict between the two countries has caused losses of around $18.3 billion. We end Today in History with an event on 26 October 2010, Mount Merapi erupted. On 26 October 2010, Mount Merapi erupted. The most active mountain in Indonesia released hot clouds and spew material as well as floods of cold lava up to a distance of 14 kilometers. As a result of the eruption, around 386 people around the mountain died, including the caretaker of Mount Merapi, Mbah Marijan. Based on the BNPB.id page, the eruption of Mount Merapi had an impact on various sectors, that is the civilian houses, infrastructure, social, economic, and cross-sectoral sectors, which resulted in the disruption of community and public activities around Mount Merapi. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Ada berdaya menghapuskan semua cerita. Ibu berharap terlalu banyak sedang dirimu terus berlalu. Hatimu terlalu cepat berubah, sedang diriku terus mengharapkanmu. Mungkinkah terulang masa-masa indah yang akan membawamu kembali padaku. Tak pernah terbayangkan terjadi, hanya penyesalan di hati. Sanjak hanya ungkapan hati, tak cukup sudah untuk diriku.
Of Indonesia.
Today's Indonesian Wonder with the title Lego Moro. listeners, Kota Gede, a district in the city of Yogyakarta, is not only known for its historical heritage, but also has a variety of culinary delights that are full of philosophy. One of them is Lego Moro. Lego Moro comes from the word Lego and Moro. Lego in Japanese means relief, while Moro means arrive. When combined, Lego Moro can be interpreted as an arrival that arrives relief to the heart. It is said that Lego Moro is one of the obligatory gifts brought by the groom to the bride. This means the groom's arrival to propose to his bride comes with a relief and sincerity. Listeners, Lego Moro is often served at Eid al-Fitr, the Islamic feast after the fasting month of Ramadan. During Eid, Lego Moro is symbolized as hope that all people who visit the house will feel relieved. Especially after Sungkeman, a tradition when one kneels before the elders to forgive each other. Today, Lego Moro is not only present at important moments, but it is sold freely. One of the places where Lego Moro can be found is Kota Gede Legi Market, where it is sold for just 3,000 to 3,500 rupiah, or about 19 to 12 US cents per items. If you want to buy a bunch, there are usually 3 to 4 Lego Moros per bunch, priced at 12,000 rupiah or about 75 US cents. Listeners, Lego Moro is made from sticky rice filled with chicken and wrapped in banana leaves. It is wrapped in banana leaves in an elongated triangle shape, and then tied with several bamboo ropes called tutus. Lego Moro is commonly tied with 2 to 3 tutus. The key to a delicious Lego Moro is the quality of the ingredients, including chicken filling, coconut milk, and sticky rice. And that was Indonesia Wonder.
Melipat gandakan
Voice of Indonesia.
Miscellany for today has a topic: Warnawiri Festival 2023. Listeners, Warna Rasa Budaya Wisata Negeri Festival Ekonomi Kreatif Warnawiri Festcraft will be held again this year. This festival highlights and promotes the music and cultural arts subsector to the wider public. For the implementation of this event, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, supports Warnawiri Festcraft and hopes that through holding Warnawiri Festcraft, the creative economy sector, especially the music and arts and culture subsectors, can become an incubation facility for young talents. Apart from that, it can also continue to make a significant economic contribution to the development of the national creative economy sector. The Warnawiri Festival will involve MSMEs, art and culture lovers, and connoisseurs, university students, state officials, politicians, foreign diplomats, and the general public. The target is 20,000 visitors per day. One of the performance highlights that will be shown in this activity, in this performance of musician Gilang Ramadan, who will present a percussion orchestra from all over the country. This percussion orchestra comes from various regions in Indonesia. This percussion instrument will be played by at least 50 child percussionists. The unique of the percussion orchestra is that it specifically uses percussion instruments which are commonly used in many areas. The colorful percussion arts and culture will bring visitors to the imagination as if they were traveling around Indonesia. Apart from that, this orchestra is targeted to achieve a Muri record. Meanwhile, Warnawiri Budaya leader Sastri Bakri said that the Warnawiri Festcraft Festival is held from 24 to 26 November 2023 at the Sasano Utomo Court, Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, with the theme Weaving Harmony of Greater Indonesia's Diversity for Prosperity. This event is held as a form of support for the advancement of the creative economy. According to Sastri, this festival combines art and culture ideas to improve the welfare of artists. Where in this event, there are culinary arts, dance, traditions from the islands in Indonesia. At the Warnawiri Festival, there are painting exhibitions and live rendang cooking. There are also 200 percussion instruments during the concert. That's Miss Seleni.
Thank you. segalanya bagiku. Apa yang terjadi jika ku gagal menemukannya? Lewat radio aku sampaikan kerinduan yang lama terpendam. Terus mencari biar musim berganti. Radio cerahkan hidupnya. Jika hingga mati ku tak bisa menemukan hatinya. Menemukan hatinya. Menemukan hatinya lagi. Menemukan hatinya lagi.
Saudara, demikianlah sebuah tembang pilihan. Semoga bisa meredam segala kerinduan.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Hello listener, today I will talk about one of the Indonesian divas, Reza Artamevia. Reza Artamevia started her career as a background singer for Dewa 19 or Dewa 19. Since then, her vocal ability, which has its colors, began to be noticed by frontman of the band Dewa 19, Ahmad Dhani. Produced by Ahmad Dhani, Reza eventually went into the recording studio and created her debut album, Keajaiban, which was recorded in 1995, but released in 1997 because of arrangement modifications. Satu Yang Tak Bisa Lepas is one of the lead songs from the album, composed by Ahmad Dhani. This song tells about someone who still loves her ex-lover, even though she has been abandoned. Listener, this is Satu Yang Tak Bisa Lepas by Reza Artamevia. Have a listen.
Hanya kau yang mampu mencuri hatiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Of Indonesia. 1, 2, 3. Ingatkahkan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku. Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkan